بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, belief in Islam must be supported by action. There is no concept of belief by itself without the support of action. Entry into Islam, for example, it begins right there. Entry into Islam, for example, is a combination of three things. There are three requirements. First is tasdeeq bil qalb, which is to believe in the heart, to establish it, to prove it, to bear witness to it in the heart, which is belief. Followed by iqrar bil lisan, to declare it with your tongue. Followed by amal bil arkan, which is to live by it, to work it, to implement it, right? To act according to it. So tasdeeq bil qalb wa iqrar bil lisan wa amal bil arkan. If a person is doing all of these three things, then this person is a Muslim. For example, a person's tasdeeq bil qalb, a person believes in his heart that there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. But this person never says that, and this person never prays, then this person cannot be said to be a Muslim, and it is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what Allah will do with him. I am not making fatwa. All I am saying is that if somebody comes to me and says, here is this person, here is this person who died, will you pray Salatul Janazah for him? And I say, well, was he a Muslim? He said, well, you know, he believed in Islam. He believed in Allah. Well, say, no, hold on a second. I mean, what do you mean he believed in Allah? Did he actually take Shahada? No, he never took Shahada. Or at least we don't know if he took Shahada or not. Did he pray? No, he never prayed. He never prayed. Then is this person a Muslim? I would say, well, you know what? I mean, according to me, I don't think this person was a Muslim. So can we play janazah on him? Probably not, right? Because we don't know that the person is a Muslim, and it is prohibited to pray janazah on somebody who is not a Muslim. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, for example, said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be told what is in the hearts of people. We will go by what we can see, because we don't know that. If we can see it, we believe it. If we can't see it, we don't believe it. So the issue here is that iman means to act on our belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimu salah. A person says, as I mentioned earlier, the person believes that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And the person makes this declaration. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the person, when the time for salah comes, the person prays. Now we say, Alhamdulillah, inshallah, this person is a Muslim, because this person has fulfilled all the three requirements of entering Islam. He believes it in his heart, he has declared it, and he has demonstrated that by his action of actually praying. Now, take this and apply it, you know, to everything in Islam. Unless the action supports the belief, that belief cannot be said to be there. So actions is what counts. And of course, we have the proof of the Quran itself on this, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on that day of judgment, their tongues will be sealed, their mouths will be sealed, and their hands and feet will speak. Now, what more proof do we want? That unless there is an action which is supporting the belief, in this case it is not even belief, it is even a step further, which is a statement of the belief, even if the person states that I believe such and such, but if there is no action to support that belief, then that statement itself is not accepted. On the day of judgment, there will be no chance to make that statement if the action is not there to support that belief. Now, keep this in mind and think about this. Imagine there are two containers. One is called dunya, the other one is labeled akhirah. Two containers, one labeled dunya, the other one labeled akhirah. What you put in the dunya stays in the dunya, and you have to account for it when you go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. what you put in the Akhirah goes with you, and on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for that. So you, that goes with you. Now, if you commit a sin, the sin goes into the dunya, of course, but the sin also goes into the Akhirah. But when you make tawbah and istighfar, that sin which is in the Akhirah is wiped out, and it is replaced with a good deed. Now, this is the ni'mah and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he said that the person who makes sincere tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will substitute his evil deeds with good deeds. Now, how much of reward do we get? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaliha. Allah said, the one who comes with one good deed will get 10 likewise. In another place in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a person who spent in the path of Allah is like a person who is planting one grain of corn, and this grain of corn grows, and it has 7 years, and each year has 100 grains. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that reward as he wishes. Yuda'ifu liman yasha, Allah will increase it as he wishes. So we have a case here where we say, I believe in this, in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will give me a reward with the minimum of it is 1000%, 10 times, right? 100% is once. So if it is doubled, it is 100%. If it is 10 times, it is 1000%. And that's the minimum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not stingy. Allah cannot be stingy. So therefore, minimum is 1:10. And then it can be 1:700. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not even stop with that. Allah did not say, well, you know, this is, Allah does not count and give, because it is not the shan of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu to count and give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah will increase it in keeping with His majesty and grace. So I say that I have this belief. I believe this. This is the Quran. I believe it is true. I believe that the word of Allah is true, and I believe His promise. Then, if that is so, then what must my year-ending account book look like? What must it show with respect to what I spend on myself, and what I spend on my desires, and what I spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now again, remember, spending on yourself in the right way, spending on your family in the right way, is in fact to spend in the Akhirah. So by all means, please do that. But the question is the right way. Indulging desires after desires, all kinds of ostentatious spending to show off, all of this is prohibited. That doesn't come in the same category. So think about that and say, well, if I believe this, that Allah will give me a reward of 1:10, if I truly believe that, then what action will prove that for me in my favor? What will benefit me on the day of judgment? When I go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is my evidence that I believed in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised me? My brothers and sisters, as I remind myself and you, on the day of judgment, our tongues are going to be sealed. No sweet talking. There is going to be no shafa'at, illa masha'Allah. There is going to be no one to help, illa masha'Allah. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody will help. We will be alone, and we, the things which will stand with us, which will be helpful for us, are our actions. So I remind myself and you, let us focus on action. Action, 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 action. Nothing else. No talk, no argument, no nothing. Action. Let us focus on action and say, what actions do I need to do in order to please my Rabb Jalla Jalalu? Let us focus on that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which pleases Him, and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.